They made a whole movie called Cocaine Bear, which I actually saw. It's actually really entertaining. True story about a bear that got into some cartel cocaine that was dropped in the woods.
Whoops.
And it went nuts, right? Of course, it was already a bear, then it was on cocaine.
Did it die?
No.
It didn't?
No.
Because of the cocaine?
Not because of the cocaine. Okay. I don't know if it got shot, though, maybe.
Oh, no.
Well, it's like killing people.
Just like in the cartel.
Oh, it was killing people?
Because he's high on coke.
Well, in the movie, they kills people.
My God.
So I don't know how much was true. Well, now there's cocaine sharks.
Oh, great.
So sharks are scary enough as it is, and sharks near the Bahamas found with cocaine and caffeine in their blood and painkillers.
Not the caffeine.
So did they get in?
Oh, no.
Did they get into some kind of drug drop, or is the cartel trying to stuff the shark and then go get the shark somehow?
Yeah, I mean, that could be all the above, but the study shows, the researchers say, it's most likely from divers. And then also people peeing in the ocean that have drugs in their system.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. And they said, man, that's got to be a lot of people
that's
doing
gotta
that.
That's got to be a lot.
They said more likely it's divers that maybe do drugs and then, you know, they're peeing while they, right, because they're over closer to the sharks because you have to be that close for them to ingest it.
How long does it dissipate? It doesn't dilute?
But they said that's the most likely from divers.
That's crazy.
The comedy shows we had recently, one of the comedians was commenting about this and said that they're blowing up cartel boats on their way over, and then the drugs are just getting into the water.
Well, that's also true.
And so
then they're
going back to try to kill the people, and the comedian was like, bruh, there's cocaine sharks.
Yeah.
They're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, it randomly popped up in my feed. Mm-hmm. Think what you will. But it said, it was like an update that the coast off of Nantucket is riddled with cocaine.
Oh, really?
The water.
What is your algorithm doing?
I said, judge if you will. But it yes, because it's some of the sewer is it's
they
in the sewer.
The sewer going out into the ocean, and people in that area of the Bahamas must be a lot of cocaine and then painkillers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sharks, they found it in their blood. Like when sharks wash ashore or whatever, they check, or they're doing research, they have traces of cocaine and painkillers. And caffeine.
And caffeine.
Who cares about the caffeine? Leave that out of the story.
It's probably not great for their systems.
A coked up shark, can you imagine?
No.
You know, cocaine back in the day used to be the biggest drug that was, and now it's like small potatoes compared to these other drugs.
Compared to the idea of a fentanyl
Yes. Heroin. Yeah. So anyway, not that you'll know, unless you come face to face with a shark underwater that's on cocaine, then, you know, it might be coming at you pretty fast.